We're doing the Seder HaDorot. The year is 600 years into Noach's life. The year, as we know, is 1656. And in the 17th of the second month, so then we have a tremendous downpour, a deluge, what we call a flood. And then the waters start receding until the 10th month. And he goes into which year it is in the cycle, the third year in the cycle, and he discusses that in the year, 3 years prior to the flood, you had 87 years of the smaller cycle of the solar cycle, because a small cycle is 19 years, right? You have the cycle of how often things the constellations get back to the form they were at the time of creation. So that you have the lunar cycle, you have the solar cycle, and so you multiply that by 87 times, 19 times 87, and you end up having 1653. That was the year 3 years before the flood. So here we were in the 88th cycle, the third year of the 88th cycle. So then he says, if you do your math, it turns out that the year of the flood was a leap year by the Jewish calendar, because the third year of the small cycle is always a leap year. And then the question is, then how come the Torah doesn't factor that in? Meaning the Torah counts how many months was the Mabul. We have we say the Mabul was 12 months, and we have the dates, and you don't see it was a leap year according to those calculations.
What would be important to appear in the Torah?
What?
What would be important to be written in the Torah?
If it's not written in the Torah, at least the Medrash, the Mishnah in Eduyos, that says that the flood took 12 months, should say no, 13 months.
No, wait, maybe if according to the opinion that it was in ER, so then it would have, the leap month would have already happened. Because if they're counting years by Rosh Hashanah,
I hear.
So they already passed the leap month.
Okay, I hear. I don't think so. Because if you're counting from Iyar, that's because you say Ben Nisan Nivra Olam. Which means the Machzor should theoretically start in Nisan. And if the Machzor starts in Nisan...
Says we count from
did you understand what I answered you?
Yeah. But you're saying that...
Did you understand what I answered? I didn't answer you about the year. I said the Machzor, the cycle. So then that cycle, the third year of the cycle... started 2 months earlier, and 10 months later should have been a leap year. Meaning, you could shift everything to Iyar, but you're still, that only means that the year started 2 months earlier with regard to the Machzor, to the cycle. I'm not talking about, everyone agrees, Rosh Hashanah is in Tishrei. You following what I'm saying? You have a cycle, a lunar cycle, a solar cycle, with regard to the zodiac. When do things come back in the sky to be exactly the way they were at creation? So you have a smaller cycle of every 19 years, and then you have a bigger cycle. So the smaller cycle on every 19 years, well, that would depend on when creation was, in Nisan or in Tishrei. We say the third year of the cycle is a leap year. So I think that if you're counting the second month as Iyar, that means you're saying the world was created in Nisan, then the cycle revolves around Nisan, which I think would mean, I don't have all the calculations at my fingertips, but I think it's, we have to check, but I think it would mean that according to Rabbi Yoshua, that Ben Nisan Nivra Olam, and then the Mabul, the flood started in Iyar, then the following Adar has to be a leap year. I think so.
When okay. The Machzor has to be, I'm saying, like, it might be that it's talking about the year of the Machzor that's in the
we'll check. Okay. So I don't know. I'm not going to have time to check. You're welcome to check. Um, the first of the month, so the mountaintops were seen. And after 40 days, as the water descended, the question here is that you had 7 days that the raven didn't want to go, and then Noach sent out the Yonah. And then it says the Yonah couldn't find anywhere to rest. So if you had a period where the mountaintops were seen, then how come the dove didn't find a place to settle? Why is it that the dove had to wait for all of the land to dry out? Why couldn't she settle on a mountaintop? So the Seder Adoros wants to say that maybe when we say after 40 days, it means 40 days from when the water started receding, not 40 days from when the mountaintops were seen. It was 40 days from then, which was the first of Sivan. The water started receding the first of Sivan, so that brings us to Av. From the first of Sivan, until the first of Av, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, you have 60 days, and 47 days, meaning 40 days after the water started receding, the 10th of Tammuz, Noach sends out the raven. For 7 days, the raven refuses to go, and after a week of trying, he decides he's going to shift to the dove. So that's 47 days after the water started receding, which brings us to Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. On Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, he sends out the dove the first time. And it's only in Aleph Av that the mountaintops were seen. So the first time the dove was sent out was Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, which was about 14 days before the mountaintops were seen. He waited another 7 days, sent out the dove a second time. And that was still a week before the mountaintops were visible. He waited another 7 days, and then that third time already, things were, the mountaintops were visible, he had some treetops visible, and the dove comes back with a branch in its mouth, with an olive branch.
Can I ask you, can we meet with that Yitzhak B'Tammuz and our Yitzhak B'Tammuz?
Good question. We got to think about that. So the ark rested on mountain of Ararat, which he says are called Armenia till today. And he says there's still, till today, there's a place that you could see some sign, I guess, that some big ship landed there. What?
They found like a structure of a boat.
Yeah, they say they found something in Armenia?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, yeah? Okay.
Wood, something like that. Space.
Okay. So he says that in those days they used to use it for cures. He says like the triac today. I don't know what triac is. He says there are four high mountains over there, two opposite two, and in between them the Teva rested, which is what's called Hare Ararat. So they were in between four mountains. That's where the ark came to rest. So
the biggest mountain of the world, right?
I don't know.
There's no Midrash that says in the world.
Could be, I don't know. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time. That how the water dried and how they came out, we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem.